Welcome to Technorama. If you lived at Technorama, you'd be here by now. This is show number 82 for February 9th, 2006. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and that voice from the great beyond is none other than my co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Hey! Hey, over there!
Oh, I'm back.
Craig, we're reaching out to you!
Oh, I've come to from the other world.
Okay, there's another crap. World?
Yeah. There's about six of them.
Hey, I think they were speaking Vulcan in that intro.
It sure did sound like it.
Yes, Savik. He and is human.
Yeah. Yeah, he's human. Hey, I wanted to tell everybody, I'm sorry, I think that went a little long. At least for the backwards part.
Now, the trick is, who's going to play it forward?
Yeah.
Coming up in tonight's show, we've got more great listener feedback. That means the listener is great, and so is the feedback. Craig talks more about his Xbox. We've got a PC made from a whiskey bottle. No fooling, Jack. And more.
No fooling, Jimmy Bean.
On this day in tech history for February 9th, 2006. This is February 9th. It's the 40th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 325 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1870 that the U.S. Weather Bureau was established. Daylight Savings Time goes into effect in the United States on this date in 1942. And it was on this date in 1971 that the Apollo 14 returns to the Earth after the third manned moon landing. Also on this date in 1975, the Soyuz 17 spacecraft returns to Earth. Comet Halley reaches perihelion, its closest approach to the Sun, during its second visit to the solar system in the 20th century on this date in 1986. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1700 to Daniel Bernoulli, the Dutch mathematician. And Wilhelm Maybach, the German automotive designer and industrialist, was born on this date in 1846. Happy birthday on this date in 1910 to Jacques Monod, the French biochemist. And finally, happy birthday on this date in 1925 to Burkhard Heim, the German physicist. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for February 9th, 2006.
Hey, we're not rocket scientists. They are. It's a Pac-Man ass tattoo.
You will see someone's posterior not disgustingly displayed.
I always think of Patty and Selma on The Simpsons. Well, it's not a high-res butt, kids. You could end up like Craig.
Why is that the example everybody uses?
I don't know. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchain.com. Send audio comments.
Have you been drinking tonight? Leave the podcasting to the professionals. I love saving some of those for Craig. He doesn't know what's coming up in those.
That's cute, Chuck. Really cute. I like that, I think.
They're fun to make. Oh. I still haven't used two of them from last week. I'm getting a surplus of these things.
Holy cow. Oh, well.
All right, on with listener feedback. We've got tons of listener feedback. Actually, I got to get in the habit of doing this.
Hey.
What?
By the way, this first guy, didn't he have a, he's a writer, and he has like a, this is his real name?
No, that's Samuel Clemens.
Message for you, son.
And messages we have. That's our email intro for this week.
Message for you, son.
From Ellen Clemens. Sorry it took so long to get back to you. I drive a truck for a living and sometimes a while between connections to the net. I thought they had Wi-Fi in every truck stop. My wife and I met 9 years ago. He's talking about our how did you meet your wife thing. That was a while ago. Was that Christmas? Yeah. Anyway, thank you for getting back to us. He says he met him at www.itropolis.com. Back then, they hosted a chat based on the iChat plugin. This was long before Apple started putting I in front of everything. There's no I in team. But there is a me.
There's an I in Apple.
6 months after meeting online, we met IRL. That means in real life.
It's an extension of IRC.
That's a good geek way to put it. I like that. We met IRL. We were married a year later and have been together ever since. Woohoo!
Awesome.
From Ellen in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. P.S. Geek is a grouping of engineers per Wikipedia. Oh, my goodness. They have a page on groupings of things.
Oh.
The one I think is weird is spacecraft is both singular and plural.
So is octopi.
No. Sheep. They have nothing to do with each other, but it was on my daughter's spelling list. And I went, wow, that's just kind of weird. Her topic this week was strange plurals. You take the next one.
Well, I imagine that. Her teacher must be listening to the show. Anyway, this one's from K.O. Wright. How does a magnet erase the data on your disk? And we were talking about this the other day about... I had a customer with floppy disks, and they were putting it too close to their magnets on their or in the phone receiver.
Or putting the magnet, holding the thing to the file cabinet with a magnet. That's a nice one too.
Yes, I know. I did have that happen to somebody I know.
Hey, Mr. Wizard, how does a floppy disk work?
Check this out.
Anyway, well, you know, especially on the floppies, you know, they all have. It's just like a cassette tape. It's got tiny magnets all around it. And you put a magnet to it, it changes the polarity, and, you know, there goes your data. The polarity is what makes the data stay there to begin with. So that's how magnets kind of erase your data on disks.
A floppy disk, or cassette tape, is made up of ferric oxide, which is essentially rust. These iron particles can hold a charge. They either point north or south, depending on how they're magnetized when the data or audio is put on the media. When a other magnet comes in proximity, it goes and scrambles the media all up. The magnetic orientation is all lost. That's how you lose your data.
I think that's what I said, Chuck.
Thanks, Mr. Wizard! It's fine.
Next one's from Weber Baker, whom we haven't heard from in a while. But
oh, man, I love his grills.
That's George Foreman.
No, Weber.
Chuck, if you asked anyone
You asked if anyone had problems with Firefox after installing the latest version. I found that I was unable to download Firefox extensions or updates. After looking at most everything, I found the problem was the Google Web Accelerator. I never had much luck with web accelerators, but I thought I would give Google one a try. Yeah.
The Google... Wait a minute. Yeah. The Google Web Accelerator.
Nope, no reverb on that one, buddy.
Oh, man.
I knew exactly what you were going for.
Oh,
I did wonder what after the first 20 minutes of surfing the accelerator stats said I had saved 3 hours of time on what would have been 9 hours surfing without the accelerator, implying I had been surfing for 6 hours. That's how it's spelled, S-U-R. S-U-U-R. Surfing. Internet time may be faster than real time, and my math sucks, but that did not add up. For the most part, I did not notice any improvement, despite the stats windows, I do not know if Brian Kelly is using the Google Accelerator, but it or some other such software may be the cause of the issue. I have now exercised back, ye demon Google Web Decelerator, from my system, and everything web connected runs faster.
I thought you said exercised.
No, exorcised.
Well, you know, something funny I found out about my Firefox. I don't know if it's an extension or something. I'm not using the Google Web Accelerator by any means, but I think some pages I went to cut and paste some text off of a page and to paste it somewhere else.
Yep.
And I right click on the selection I made, and I would not have the copy option to save my life. Nor could I hit Control C.
Screwy things.
So I don't know if it's Firefox or what, but sure was aggravating the crap out of me.
Could Grease Monkey be involved?
He's there. But I don't know if that's it.
Okay. Next one from Jeff Schultz.
Jeff Schultz says, howdy, just wanted to comment on the guy that is having problems with Podomatic.
Same one. Brian Kelly.
Oh, okay. He was having problems with Podomatic. I use the service and uploaded with Firefox, and I do have a pretty hard time uploading my files to the page. The status bar never changes, and if I reload the page, and I have to restart it, of course. So I just left it alone and gone and done something else that wasn't on my PC, as hard as that can seem. I thought about posting a topic on Podomatic on the Podomatic forums, but I'm lazy, but he can send us an email. That's cool. Hey, I like his domain. It's Drunk Geek Productions.
This is turning into the Firefox forum.
Welcome to the Firefox forum. This is the Firefox clearinghouse.
Actually, Brian Kelly did send in a suggestion. He said maybe we should send out a question, sort of like a podcast forum. And this one seems to have triggered quite a bit of traffic.
I don't use Podomatic per se, but that's interesting. Could be something the way they do their uploads. I don't know.
Final one from just a straightener. Christian Tyberg on magnetism. Oh, this one should have gone next to chaos. A friend of mine used to call my BBS, aka bulletin board system, for all you new school kids. He usually got the highest connect speed at the time, a whopping 14,400 BPS, I think. Suddenly, he started to get like 96, 48, 24. It was going bloop, 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 bloop. He couldn't figure out why, so I had to pay him a visit. It turned out that he had placed one of his new speakers on top of his modem. Yet another proof that magnetism isn't good for computer stuff.
Yep.
I like these horror stories. They come in weird, strange places.
I'm trying to remember if I talked about it here with one of my coworkers, but when I used to run an ISP and do the phone support, the people call in with problems, I had people call in, man, I can't get connected, or their connection speed was crap. But the thing was, when they called in, behind their voice, you hear this, I'm like, it's because you got this hum on your phone line. You can't get anything.
What was that?
So I send the phone, get the phone company out there, they straighten out and get rid of the grounding problem, and voila. But I used to have people call all the time and say they're trying to connect a 56 with a 56 modem. You're 9 times out of 10, you're never going to get that. But they'd call and complain because they got like 55.2. or something. I'm like,
close enough for government work.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you gonna notice that? Just a little bit. Anyway. All right, it works. Yes, I got it back. I got every bit of it.
It's small, fast, does hex and block edits. But
oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that last time.
We're your Geek Morning Show.
That's the thing about podcasts. We can be up anytime.
Don't listen to this while operating heavy machinery. You could spit out your water. I wonder what you'd get. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and make my comment.
Hey, wake me up when you're done.
I completely missed that one.
The writers of Back to the Future didn't see that one coming. Thanks, man. I had to think about that.
It's time to give a shout out to the people in the wonderful chat room that Craig has graciously set up. He's converted us from the old Flash chat program over to an IRC channel called none other than Pound Technorama or Sharp or Octothorpe or Hash or whichever you prefer for that little tic-tac-toe symbol on your keyboard.
Yeah, and feel free to jump in there. You can use the Java client on the website or grab you an IRC client. I'm using Hydra IRC. It's a free one, and MIRC is free. And just go to irc.freenode.net and join Pound Technorama.
We are. He's also installed a robot, which will be in there soon. It will be permanent. Right now, it's just kind of experimental. He's dumped in RoboChuck 2000, who will answer your every whim. And if you say exclamation point help, you'll find out what RoboChuck can do for you. People in the chat room right now, Jeep and Dave, KO Wright. Woohoo, KO's in there.
Yay.
Because this is accessible. So if you are vision impaired, you can still participate in the chat. Mad Marv, who is also in Hawaii. The two Hawaii people are right next to each other. That's kind of weird. Our moderator, Mark Shepard, Norbert, Runtime, Scott R., Scafey, and Tim Elliott. Thank you, everybody. Yes. I think that's a pretty fair-sized crowd in the chat room tonight.
There's 12 of us in there if you count RoboChuck 2000.
Working. No, thanks.
You know what I thought about? I don't know if we'll do this, but I can actually have RoboChuck send files. Maybe we should, if you're in the chat room, maybe we can send everybody in the chat room the show before it goes out.
Oh, that would be fun.
On the feed.
Pre-release. No, we're still toying around with the idea of restreaming it. Technorama, the show with a toy prize inside. They're all highly egg-shaped. With me, way out on the corner of Geek Street and Nerd Boulevard, is my co-host, Craig Stapp.
Hey, Chuck, I'm open. Over here.
Go long. Go really, really long. We want to thank Mark Shepard for his donation to the tip jar.
See, I thought he was a dog.
Magnets and electronics don't go together. How right you are.
I did a service call, and this woman said her floppy disk wasn't working.
That's enough of these podcasts. On to the Hacks and Strange Stories, we've got thanks to Eli for pointing us at the whiskey PC. This thing's made out of a big whiskey bottle. There's a motherboard in there. It's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild. It's a nice big brown bottle.
It looks really funny. Put that on your desk at work.
Just oh, man.
Big whiskey bottle sitting next to your monitor.
I know everybody would say, dang-gum, you're a geek.
A drunk
Not
geek.
Only is he... Not only is a whiskey bottle, but you actually had to cut it out and put the motherboard in it.
And the other link we have in the Hacks and Strange Stories is how to cook an egg with your cell phone. Yes, it can be done if you put two cell phones together, and it gives a good explanation about
it. Did you try it? Did you try this, Chuck?
No, I have not tried it. It takes like 3 minutes to cook an egg. It's not the quickest thing in the world, but it will. No, it was like 9 minutes. It said 3 in a regular microwave, 9 if you use this cell phone technique.
But you know what? The cell phone, well, I know these are probably just graphics, but the cell phones they got listed shown here are like those old Nokias.
Yeah, they're like the old Nokia, 5150 or what does it?
Yeah, it was the real popular one. It was the real popular one for a long time. You know, kind of thick. I don't know. So how long that would take?
You know, if somebody just made a cell phone like that, small, and all it did was make phone calls, I'd buy it.
Or make eggs.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Wait a minute. If they made one that small, they do make them that small.
Does it take pictures and do all this other nonsense, or does it just do phone calls?
Why does everybody think you have to have a converged device? I'm becoming anti-converged device over this stuff.
I don't know. I'd like to have a cell phone with a MP3 player in it.
I've got an MP3 player.
Yeah, but what if you could just walk around with one device instead of...
Make it a good MP3 player.
Sure. Well, I agree with that. Look at the Razer. That thing's small, and of course, I find it hard to hold.
I've got my iPod video. I'm happy with that. I'm just not a converged device guy. Maybe I like the bad belt.
It depends on what you're converging.
Yeah, it's got to make sense. Anyway, we're...
Like an Xbox with a cell phone that does a camera and cooks eggs.
But we've dwelt on that topic.
Damn, beat it down. Beat it.
Die.
Don't touch that click wheel.
You're listening to Junk Chat.
Xbox hack.
Yeah, I said I'm scared to say anything on the show anymore. You're going to stick it in one of those sweepers.
I say things on purpose to be in the sweepers.
Yeah, right. Well, I wanted to follow up on it since I've been talking about it for so long, and hope there's a couple people left that's interested in hearing me yammering about my Xbox hack. Okay, well, so I've got the Xbox. It's all hacked up. I installed the Xbox Media Center. It works perfectly. It was easy enough to FTP over to Xbox. So I basically just copy these files over there. Start it up. Now, there's a config file. It's an XML file that has a ton of options on there on setting up shares across your network. And there's even some programs that do some special streaming to the Xbox so I can play videos and whatnot. But you can just put Sama shares. I set up one to my box upstairs. It, bam, connected. It said it was caching the video. And it started playing within just a few seconds. And I was watching Batman Begins, which I ripped in my hard drive. Worked perfect. I couldn't believe it. I was like jumping up and down. Now, the other cool thing about the Xbox Media Center project, it does have lots of options in there, like I said, to connect to other devices and whatnot in your house. But it also uses Python scripts.
Really?
Which is interesting. Yeah. And one of them was a Flickr script that's already in there. I turned it on, and sure enough, here comes Flickr images off my account from Flickr on my TV. And now, this is also pretty nice, is you can download these more scripts from a repository, and you don't need a PC to do it. I did it all with the remote control. It went and pulled up the list of scripts that are on the site, mm-hmm. and allowed me to download it. It downloaded it, installed it, could run it. So that's how that's how I installed the Flickr one. Now, it had another script that came with it, was a QuickTime script. And I was like, what is this? You know, I said, well, I'm game. I'll try it. So I kicked it on. All of a sudden, I'm at this list of movie trailers. Selected one. It asked me if I wanted small, medium, large, just like the Apple site.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually playing these QuickTime trailers off of their site straight to my TV from across the network.
On your Xbox.
On the Xbox, no computer involved. I just go select. You can organize them in newer, jump by genre, you know, whichever's coming out this week. And just click it and select. I tried to do large, which it crashed, and not crashed, but it froze up. I guess it was trying to buffer or whatever. I did the small and the medium ones.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Smooth as silk. Came right down to the TV.
That's the original Xbox, right? Not the 360.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a 360. I don't plan on getting a 360 now.
No, well,
yes.
The going price for a used Xbox is what, about $129?
Yeah, they're coming down, but I've noticed some of the newer ones, the price has gone up for whatever reason. I don't know why, but hey, and eBay Games at mm-hmm. the mall,
mm-hmm.
they have a bunch of refurbished ones there. So I don't know what the cost is on those, but you know, it's got to be.
Yeah, I was wandering around the mall and I saw them for about $129 in the game store. So I figured, mm-hmm. It's probably got to be about right.
Yeah, so I get all this functionality for the price of just the Xbox. I mean, this is amazing. I was like, look, honey, I'm watching a trailer off the internet. And she's like, uh-huh.
You didn't have to order any mod chip or anything? This was just.
No. I did it all software.
Neat. Oh, man, I'm getting more and more eager to buy one just for the stuff I've heard from you.
Well, get this. Remember a while back I was talking about I had to go back on, I couldn't find the USB adapter.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I went on eBay and bought one for the Xbox. It's a cable that plugs into one of the controller ports and turns it into a USB port, and you plug up your thumb drive to it. All right. Well, I had a little plastic adapter you plug in and it plugs right in the front.
Right.
I could not find that thing, so that's why I turned to eBay and got the cable. Well, I turned the house upside down. I couldn't find it. Well, that's been a couple months ago. I took the VCR finally off of the TV because we were having trouble with the VCR. I put a tape in, and it wouldn't go all the way in. It would just pop back out. However, we don't watch videotapes at all anymore, so I removed it off the TV while I was screwing around with the Xbox. Well, when I moved it, I heard something going. I was like, oh, something's loose in here. So I shook it again. I turned it upside down, got it to pop out. Guess what was in there?
Your tape.
No.
Sandwich.
My USB, my Xbox USB adapter.
Harrison.
Yep. Of course, he was a little smaller when that happened. But yeah, now I know why the VCR wasn't working. Thanks, bud.
Cool stuff. I really want to get one. I want to put a shout out to the Technorama Brigade. We don't have an army. We have a brigade. We are slowly losing ground on the Podfeed 100. What's happening is there are more podcasts showing up in front of us with more subscribers. So in order to tread water, yeah, there's 100 podcasts in there, and Technorama has, you know, so many subscribers. And there's a link in the show notes if you want to go see. We are down in the low
85.
Is it 85? Mm-hmm. It was like 90 the other day. So if we don't get more subscribers, we're going to fall off the list. Man.
Bikescape is beating us out.
It's crazy what's in front of us.
Hey, Sex is Fun is beating us out. Well, wait a minute.
Okay. Well, let's check that out.
And Kinky Sex Radio.
All we ask is that you tell a friend a week to subscribe. And in about a month, we'll have a lot more subscribers. If they're just listening,
bone here.
If they're just listening to, yeah, every geek knows another geek who hasn't been introduced to podcasting yet. And if you like Technorama, odds are they will like Technorama. So we need your help. Tell a friend, subscribe, show them the website. You know the routine. We thank you. And it's better than Podcast Alley, in my opinion.
Yes. Throw us a bone here.
Geek Thoughts.
A computer program will always do what you tell it to do, but rarely do what you want it to do.
Oh my God! They grow out of those pods!
This is Summer Brooks from the Dragon Page, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Chuck Chat Technorama. Can you figure out who's the one and who's the zero?
Since we're in the Geek Library, that's what the Geek Thoughts was, our intro to the Geek Library, we have a way for you to make your own Tesla coil. Do you know what a Tesla coil is, Craig?
Yeah, it's that album from,
I know what you're thinking of, but I can't think of which album it is. Yes, Tesla coil, a big energy.
I'm sorry, the band was named Tesla.
Oh boy, no, I'm not into that '80s hair band. big energy. You know, I didn't realize until I saw this. There are so many parts. I thought it was just a couple of coils. It's more complex than that.
Well, you know. I remember a long time ago that Patrick Norton made one on the screensavers, and there was a little bit to it.
I saw a guy on TV who made one that was like 15 feet high, and he would do night light shows with this thing, and there were some beautiful arcs coming off of that thing.
Say, stick your tongue to this.
And we are giving away another Griffin goodie. Oh, we lost Craig, so I'll just meander my way through here. Griffin Goody this week is the Smart Deck. This is a cassette adapter that you can put in your cassette deck. And it actually allows you to control your iPod. There's a dock connector that goes into, you know, all the
third, fourth, fifth gen iPods, Nano, anything with the standard dock connector, and put it in your cassette deck, and you can control it from, you know, if you get steering wheel controls to go to next track or previous track or volume up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you can control your iPod that way.
So, I remember hearing about that.
I have not tried this yet, so this is an untested product. I would love it if somebody got this. We'll do the standard three-week giveaway thing. So what is it today? It's the show on the 9th. So by the end of the month, we'll give this one away as well. The trick to winning this one is send email to chuckchatplus, that's the plus sign, smartdeck@gmail.com. chuckchatplussmartdeck@gmail.com, and we will register your entry. You can enter for more than one of these. We've got the Road Trip, we've got the iTrip Auto, now we've got the Smart Deck going into the pool, so we'll be picking them out.
And anything smart, we're getting rid of it.
Anyway. I'm still on the show.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, wait. Yeah, that's right. Now, anyway. The next thing in the geek library I wanted to talk about was the Extended Firefox Contest finalist, or Extend Firefox Contest finalist. They had a contest, I guess, for due to popularity that they chose the most popular ones. Let's see. There were over 200 extensions submitted to the contest. The first one, I'm going to run down through them. You can go to the site and get more details on all of them. AdBlock. It's an obvious one right there. All-in-one sidebar, which is cool. You can get all your configuration stuff in the sidebar there. Mm-hmm. Deepest sender, download them all, which I like. Firefox showcase. Looks like a thumbnail view of all your tabs. Forecast Fox. Grow search toolbar, IE tab, which is good. I like that a lot because I do a lot of web developing. My stickies, which we've talked about here before.
Mm-hmm.
PDF download, Platypus, reveal, which is like expose for Firefox. Very nice. Sage and scrapbook. So I use scrapbook a good bit. Sepair. Am I saying that right? Sepair?
I don't know. Could be.
Fox Pose, which is another thumbnail view of all your tabs. Web developer. Awesome, I have to say. And the Wiz RSS newsreader.
Lots of cool stuff. See it in the show notes. Look under Geek Library. We will have it there waiting for you for your entertaining pleasure.
And you look under the word geek in the dictionary and you'll see us there.
Really? We got to put our pictures on Wikipedia.
Yeah. That's what we should do on Wikipedia, go edit it up and put our pictures there.
It'll be there for about 2 seconds.
Yeah. Hey, look at... take them off. Anyway, so...
That's it. We're at the end.
Are we done?
We're done. You want to try the end of show stuff again?
Yes.
Breathing exercise.
What was that, Bill Cosby?
You did this to me!
Take your bottom lip and rip it over your... Anyway, call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email chuck@chuckchat.com. You can send audio comments to chuck@chat@gmail.com. You can email me, Craig, K-R-E-G, at chuckchat.com, and visit the website, The Only Other Constant in the Universe, at chuckchat.com, perform, swag, webcam, mailing list, and our new chat, and more. And don't forget, if you decide to use a web or your own IRC local client for IRC, it's irc.freenode.net.
Channel is Technorama.
Channel is Technorama.
This show is also a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. Lots of good shows that are too numerous to list right now. As always, thanks for listening. Tell a friend or six this time. And binary high five.
I'm going to say it backwards. 101.
You're ambidextrous.
So where's the binary high five? A doctor, a lawyer, and an engineer were sentenced to death. Why is not important to the story. What is important is the death sentence was carried out in France via guillotine. The doctor is first. The executioner straps him down, hoists the glittering blade aloft, and lets it drop, whereupon it sticks halfway down. Now, it is well-known tradition in capital punishment that if execution apparatus fails for any reason, this is interpreted as a sign from God, and the death sentence is commuted. Accordingly, the doctor walks away very much alive. The lawyer is next. The executioner straps him down, hoists the glittering blade aloft, and lets it drop. Whereupon, it sticks in the exact same spot. Same rules apply. Lawyer walks. The engineer is last. The executioner straps him down. As he hoists the blade aloft, the engineer twists his neck around, peers up to the blade, and says,
"You know, I think I see your trouble right here."